This afternoon, the 137th running of the Preakness takes place at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. The Kentucky Derby winner, the horse called I'll Have Another, will try to capture the second jewel in the Triple Crown of horse racing, something only 10 horses have done since 1978. I'll Have Another, its trainer and owner, all come from Southern California, and hopes are high that a big win will give a much-needed boost to horse racing in California. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It's 15 minutes before the fourth race at Betfair Hollywood Park. Trainer Leandro Mora is on the paddock giving final instructions to his jockey.
That's what we need, yeah. A good break and go for it. And let's win it then.
Then a leg up into the saddle.
All right. Best of luck, bud.
And Mora's horse and jockey head off toward the track. Mora is cool and calm. He's been in the business for more than 3 decades. The last 11 years working for Doug O'Neill. O'Neill is the head trainer of I'll Have Another, who's stabled behind Hollywood Park's racetrack. Mora says winning the Derby is such a thrill, and he's sure I'll Have Another will do it again today at the Preakness.
Because he's a smart horse, and he's a go for it.
As the call to the post sounds, Mora makes his way down to the field at Hollywood Park, the best spot to watch his horse and jockey as they round the final turn.
Come on, Kevin, you got to move right now. Come on, Kevin. Kevin, come on, old buddy.
Mora is rooting for his horse and for all of California's horse racing. It needs some good news. Attendance at the state's racetracks has been falling steadily for years. HBO recently canceled its racing series Luck after 3 horses died during filming at Santa Anita Park. That picturesque racetrack has been battling with its own higher-than-average fatalities. And there are the persistent allegations that some horses are being doped, including some trained by Doug O'Neill. A charge he denies and is fighting with California state regulators. At O'Neill Stables at Hollywood Park, it's still business as usual. There are stalls to clean and horses to feed. The track's head promoter, George Ortuzar, says horse racing is extremely competitive. He's heard the allegations against O'Neill, but greatly admires his loyalty and generosity. He says O'Neill really took a chance letting an unknown jockey run his horse in the Kentucky Derby, and boy, did it pay off.
He could have the best jockey on every one of his horses all the time, and he really spreads the wealth around. He's nice to people. He genuinely likes people. He genuinely loves horses.
It's not just O'Neill who's had run-ins with state authorities. I'll Have Another's owner, Paul Redham, has had his own problems. After founding and then selling the online mortgage lender Ditech, Redham opened Cash Call, a payday lending operation based in Southern California. Redham had former child star Gary Coleman do his pitching.
I love you, Cash Call. No one else would lend me money, not even my relatives. Cash Call, you're awesome.
2 years ago, the company was told to stop airing misleading advertising in order to pay the state $1 million. Redham did not respond to several requests for an interview. After all that past bad press, Redham, O'Neill, and I'll Have Another are enjoying the positive headlines that come with a Kentucky Derby win. John White, a commentator with HRTV, says that spotlight is also good for California racing, which has long taken a backseat to races out east.
We feel we don't get the respect that a lot of our horses or our trainers or our jockeys deserve.
Back at that race at Hollywood Park, Leandro Mora hopes 2012 is California's big year, even if his current race isn't going that well.
Come on, get her in there. Get her in, buddy. Oh, no. We're not going to win this race. Okay, we're just going to have some fun.
Mora was right. His horse finished 3rd. But today in the Preakness, he's sure his horse I'll Have Another will come in 1st. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.